Fighters at Triple M, James A, 5:45. Monday morning, coming up after 6 a.m. this morning. Moffy on this day, we'll get to that very soon. Also, we'll talk Daily Mercury, what's been making news with Lillian after 6 a.m. this morning. What happened to Tara?
Well, she's on holidays.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, again.
Well, Lillian does a great job, though.
Oh, that she does,
after
yes.
6:30 this morning here on Triple M. Being a Monday, we always got to find out what's... Oh, God. In Dave's bag of did you know...
But did you know...
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Sometimes they're hit, sometimes they're a miss.
Well, I think every single one of these will be a hit today. Let's start with the local one. Did you realise at one stage Yungala National Park was the largest national park in Queensland? It actually came from a video promoting Mackay I saw recently on the Facebook page, Have You Seen the Old Mackay? Have a listen to this.
50 miles west of Mackay is Yungala National Park, the largest national park in Queensland. Yungala is an Aboriginal name meaning mountains of the mists. Oh. Here, palms, tree ferns and orchids grow in wild tropical profusion.
I think that whip bird is still actually there at Yungala. Like, every time I go there, I hear that one every single time.
What is that bird?
It's a whip bird, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
A whip bird.
Or it could be a spotted tit. I don't know.
Listen to this. But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I don't know about birds. I don't know. What else you got?
I got a couple for Christmas time.
Okay, here we go.
The tiny eight reindeers had lots of different names. Rudolph was almost called Rollo or Reginald. Believe it or not.
Reginald, the red. No, it doesn't have the same ring.
No, it doesn't. No. The others as well, they were called Flossy, Glossy, Racer, Pacer, Scratcher, Feckless, Ready, Steady, and Fireball.
When you said Ready, Steady, I was waiting for the next one to be called Cork.
Ready, Steady, Cork. Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Makes sense. What else you got?
Well, this is the last one. Mistletoe. You know how you're supposed to kiss under the mistletoe?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Germanic word, and this is where mistletoe comes from, German, it literally means dung on a twig. How romantic is that?
Dung on a twig.
On a twig. That's what mistletoe translates to in German.
So you're kissing under a piece of poo on a stick.
I know.
If only more people knew
Listen
that.
To this. But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
I want to know what you're Googling to find this stuff.
You don't want to know, and neither do the engineers here at Triple M.
Now, how do you honestly find this stuff?
Well, I asked. I just typed in fun facts about Christmas.
I'm sorry, poo on a stick is not fun. It's not fun. That's just dirty.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
All right.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
We'll be back in 2022. God willing. That is... Did you know, Shane Day for Ricky? 26 degrees, Laguna Keys right now.